Taking action to combat climate change. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden plans to do that today. However, climate activists don't think he's going far enough.
The president's going to be stopping short of calling this an emergency. The president will be speaking in Somerset, Massachusetts. That's going to be going to an old coal-fired power plant. In his speech, he's going to talk about how he sees extreme heat impacting both American workers and different communities.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. It is a very hot summer day for about 100 million Americans under some sort of heat advisory, like excessive heat warnings from Tennessee to Texas.
And that 10-day forecast just outrageous here in Austin. In the 100s, they've seen no relief, very little rain.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray says much of the state's in a drought. House Democrats will next try to pass a bill protecting contraception rights. After passing a bill aimed at preserving marriage rights for some, they fear could lose them.
We must act now to defend same-sex and interracial marriage from the bigotry and extremism.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats were joined by 47 Republicans, but other GOP lawmakers called it unnecessary. While Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas did suggest other privacy rights like same-sex marriage could be revisited after the ruling that undid the federal legal right to abortions, the justice who wrote the majority opinion, Samuel Alito, disagreed with that. Mississippi is among the states banning most abortions now, so the state's only clinic has closed and moved to New Mexico.
The owner says it will open soon, and anti-abortion activists from across the country have now moved their protests there. The activists say another clinic will open next door to the abortion clinic to provide pregnancy and childbirth support services.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a victory for former President Trump in Maryland. The Republican he backed won the primary for Governor Dan Cox.
I'm so grateful for President Trump's support and endorsement. We clearly were blessed by it.
Cox beat Kelly Schultz, who had the support of outgoing GOP Governor Larry Hogan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, there's a mix on Wall Street this morning. The day after big gains, the Dow is down 140 points, but the NASDAQ is up by 15. The S&P 500 is losing 11. The price of oil is down more than a dollar, back under 103 bucks a barrel, while gas has fallen almost three more pennies. The price down a 36th straight day, 55 cents from the record high. AAA's national average for regular is now just under $4.47 per gallon, still $1.30 more than a year ago.
We've gotten a break on prices for a gallon of gas, but not a break for electricity, up 13% for the last CPI report. Natural gas, which, of course, drives the cost of electricity, up 38% in June. Tough stuff. What will that cost you in real terms for the summer? Well, for the summer months, the estimation is $540 for the average electric bill. That's up $90 and about 20%.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock. With traffic deaths rising up 17% in 2020 versus the year before, the government is urging us to slow down.
Almost 12,000 people died in speeding-related crashes, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and they also say it's preventable. They're launching a new $8 million advertising campaign to try and get people to slow down. The Speeding Wrecks Lives ads will target drivers 18 to 44 years old. The agency reports that speed contributed to 29% of all fatal crashes, which happen in places you might not think. NHTSA says 87% of speed-related deaths happen on local roads, not interstate highways. So please keep these numbers in mind and drive carefully. John Saucier, Fox News.
For the ninth time in a row, the American League won baseball's All-Star game on Fox. Giancarlo Stanton, the MVP.
It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
He hit the tying home run in the AL's 3-2 comeback win over the National League. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.